This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Deneen Borelli. She's a fellow with Project 21, a coalition of black conservatives affiliated with the National Center for Public Policy Research. She's also been active in the Tea Party movement, and we want to get her reaction to the NAACP on Tuesday adopting a resolution calling on the Tea Party to repudiate the racist tendencies within the movement. Repudiate the racism of the Tea Parties is some of the language we're hearing out of this convention in Kansas City. And Deneen, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having me on.
First of all, because you've been at so many of these Tea Party events, including some of the major rallies here in Washington, I know you were around during the final stages of the healthcare debate as well. Have you seen any evidence of racism in the rallies you've been in or in the commentary of the leaders when they're in public?
Greg, I have not personally witnessed what the progressive side of our country here is trying to perpetrate, which is that the Tea Party movement is a racist movement. This is a movement about individuals who are concerned about the direction of our country and are concerned about liberty. That's all they want. And for the other side to try to inject race into the argument, really, they're playing the race card politics. That's what I like to call it. Because anytime you bring race into the argument, it becomes an emotionally driven issue. And what they're trying to do is distract people away from the core arguments of what's going on today, which are the policies coming out of the Obama administration.
Is that basically what this is about? They support the policies of the nation's first black president, and therefore those who oppose those policies get this label?
Well, that's just it. The Tea Party movement is about liberty, and you know that is why that you don't have a lot of black individuals who are part of the movement, because a lot of them actually voted for President Obama and support him. And so even if they are conservative-based, I mean, I've had several black individuals contact me in confidence, either email or on Facebook, to tell me that they agree with my views, but they're afraid to come out in public to say so because they would be discredited and demonized by their family, their friends, and their coworkers, which is very unfortunate on their part.
Now, the NAACP is pointing out, Deneen, that they've tamed down their language a little bit. The initial language, which I mentioned in the open, was to repudiate the racism of the Tea Parties. Now they're calling on the Tea Party itself to condemn the racist elements within it rather than painting with the broad brush. Does that make it any better for you?
Yeah, well, this is an interesting thing that's developing here. They came out with these words saying that the movement was racist, and those were the headlines that everyone was seeing for the last couple of days. NAACP calls Tea Party movement racist, and now they're trying to backpedal and try to soften what they were trying to say by using words like bigoted elements, for example. But clearly, the Tea Party movement is about liberty, it's about limited government, and it's about people who want representative leadership. I don't know if you're familiar with the Contract from America, but it outlines what the Tea Party movement expects from our representatives, for them to abide by the Constitution, to support limited government and personal responsibility, to vote for a balanced budget. This is what the American people want.
We're talking with Deneen Borelli of Project 21 and the National Center for Public Policy Research. Deneen, just how influential these days do you think the NAACP is?
Well, it's an interesting question because I think they're losing their credibility. They refuse to come out and condemn the new Black Panther Party. Clearly, those members of the Black Panther Party are on video in Philadelphia 2008 during the presidential election, intimidating voters, hurling racist remarks, and being militant and carrying a nightstick. That's intimidation. That's against the law. And unfortunately, you had the NAACP who refuses to condemn their actions, but they're going after the Tea Party movement, which is a movement about freedom. So go figure that one out.
Deneen, it's been very clear in most recent election cycles, particularly presidential election cycles, that the Democratic nominees for president have gotten upwards of 90% of the vote. What's it like for you as a black conservative who has to then be dealing with the other 90% who probably don't understand why you think the way you think? What's that like for you?
Yeah, well, my job on a daily basis is to promote the importance of individualism, independent thought, and not fall into the groupthink category. But I get numerous emails and messages from people who don't agree with what I say, and I am called names and called all kinds of things I won't mention on your program. But, you know, this is to be expected from individuals who don't want to be open-minded and don't want to think for themselves.
If the race card is being played at this point in a campaign season, does that generally bode well for conservatives? Because usually in a tight race, this is something that tends to come up very close to the election day.
Right. Well, you know, as I mentioned before, you have the progressives who they're desperate right now. So the last move is to play the race card. You know, this is only July. We have a few months to go for the midterm elections. But, you know, I don't know if this is going to work. I hope it doesn't, because playing the race card, it's a losing game. It's a dangerous game, and it's a very divisive game. And this is the last thing that our country needs, are issues about race relations.
Let me ask you a couple more questions about the Tea Party before we let you go. Deneen, as you know, there's been a couple of members of Congress in the Republican Party who have had less than charitable things to say about it. Lindsey Graham of South Carolina saying that he doesn't think it has much staying power. Senator Bennett in Utah, obviously very negative towards it since it prevented him from even being on the ballot for reelection this year. They're saying that there's no real charted agenda here and that there's not a lot of staying power, as I mentioned before. How do you respond to that?
Well, if your listeners would check out the Contract from America, it is an agenda that outlines what the Tea Party movement is about. It's about individual liberty, limited government, and economic freedom. The individual that you just mentioned, obviously they have a problem with the perspective of the Tea Party movement, but at least our message is consistent and clear. But unfortunately, we can't say that for some of our elected representatives.
Deneen, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Deneen Borelli is a fellow with Project 21, a coalition of black conservatives affiliated with the National Center for Public Policy Research. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.